It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Please call and tell your friends. I will be praying for you in the end of the program. We are studying the healings and miracles Jesus did in the Old Testament through the prophets. And He did the miracles in the New Testament. And His disciples are doing today. And so I want to encourage you. Jesus Christ heals people today. And we can pray for others. And people can get healed, delivered, and set free. That's why I'm doing this program, to just encourage each and every listeners. And if you are sick and afflicted, I'm going to pray for you. And I believe God is a prayer answering God. And you will be healed, delivered, and set free. Last two programs we were studying about Elijah and Elisha. We see in the Bible, in the New Testament, there are so many examples are given about Elijah. But we don't see any example of Elisha. And people might be thinking, why is that? But I'm going to show you. Elijah did so many miracles. Elisha did double the miracles, and he asked the double the portion. Doesn't matter how many miracles you do, but what kind of miracles you do, that is important. In the Bible we see, as I pointed out last week, in the book of James chapter 5 verse 17, it says, Elijah was the ordinary man just like you and me. He prayed and God answered his prayer. He said there should not be rain, and the rain didn't come. He said rain will come, and rain came. Did Elijah have this power to do it? If you read the Bible, God the one who told Elijah to proclaim this, and he just believed. And he just said it without doubting the word of God. And it happened. When God says, go and tell Ahab that rain is coming. And he goes and tells. And exactly God did it. So people might be giving credit to Elijah did it. But actually God did it. The point I'm making, God does the miracle. We cannot take any credit. But then what we are doing, we are the instrument of God. We are the God's hands, we are the God's feet, we are the God's mouthpiece. The word of God says in a book of Romans, it says, how can they hear without the preacher? And the word of God says, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So without a preacher, and without the hearing the word of God, we will not have faith in God. So who are going to tell? We are the witnesses. Jesus Christ says, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and you will be my witnesses, starting from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and uttermost part of the world. We are the witnesses. And there are some people today, they are saying we are the Jehovah's Witnesses. Jehovah is a good name, is our God. But we are not here to witness about Jehovah, because nobody knew who Jehovah was. St. John chapter 1 verse 18, it says, no man hath seen God any time. And some people said, Adam might have seen it, Elijah might have seen it, Moses might have seen it. What the word of God is saying, when Jesus says, No man hath seen God any time, but only begotten Son, who was in the bosom of the Father, he has revealed us who the Father is. Nobody knew who the Father was. Nobody knew who the Jehovah was. Nobody knew. Even the Moses said, tell me your name. He says, the God of the Abraham, God of the Isaac, and God of the Jacob. I'm the one. He says, if they ask me, what is your name? He says, I am that I am. Means ever-present God. And Jesus Christ says the same thing. He says, I am the same. He says in Revelation chapter 1 verse 18, he says, I was dead, but now I am alive forevermore. And book of Hebrews chapter 13, he says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever. He is unchangeable God. Jesus Christ said to his disciple, I will come. I will come back in the spirit form. So the world will not know me. And the people start thinking, the Holy Spirit came, that might be Jesus. Jesus said the Holy Spirit will be the person just like me. He will be the comforter. But at the same time, in St. John chapter 14, verse 26, Jesus Christ says, I will bring my Father with me, and I will come, and we will come and make our home in you. What does it mean? God the Father and God the Son will be coming in the spirit form to dwell in you if you believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. What I was trying to say, we are not here to witness about Jehovah. God the Father is there, and Jesus Christ was the witnessing about the Father. But while he was going, he says, witness about me. And the Holy Spirit will come, and he will also tell you more about me. So the Holy Spirit talks about Jesus. Jesus talks about his Father, and we talk about Jesus Christ. When the Word of God says, when you lift up the Jesus, the God's name will be glorified. The same way when you do signs and wonders and miracles, Jesus' name is glorified. Jesus said, you will do more miracles than me. But somebody's saying, I'll be puffed up because I'm doing greater miracle than thee, greater miracle than Jesus. We cannot be puffed up. We don't have any power. We cannot do anything. Elisha did double miracles. But his name is not in the New Testament. I'll be coming to that. But the point I'm making, how many miracles you do, you are not doing it. Who is doing it? Jesus Christ is doing through you. St. Paul is saying in Philippians chapter 4 verse 13, he says, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. We can do all things, great things in the name of Jesus. Jesus says you can, if you have a faith like a mustard seed, you will tell this mountain, be moved, and he will be moved. And I practice in my life, I said to literally mountain, be thou moved in the name of Jesus. And the next day when I came, the mountain was gone. The point I'm making, what God says is real. We have to believe in our heart and do what God says. Elijah did it exactly what the Father said, or what the God says. And Elisha did it believing that I have the double portion. The point I'm making, we have an example in the Word of God. Elijah was an ordinary man. He did the signs and wonders. We can do it in the name of Jesus. If Elijah could do it, and he's the Old Testament prophet, we are the New Testament prophets. We are the New Testament servants. We are the servants of God. We are the children of God. We are the bride of Christ. We have more power and more authority. Jesus Christ says, all power and all authority is given to me, and I give it to you. And he says, go, preach the gospel, teach them about me. Teach all things what I told you, and make them my disciples. And he says, I will be with you until the end of the age. So we are not alone. People are thinking, you know, when they have problem, they're thinking, I am alone, God is not watching, and nobody cares about me. Jesus Christ is there all the time. Simply you have to call upon Jesus. He says, call upon me, and I'll answer you. In a time of trouble, when you call upon Jesus, He is there to answer your prayer. Don't tell me, I prayed and prayed and prayed and nothing happens. Isaiah chapter 59, verses 1 and 2, if you read, it says, your sin has come between God and you. That's why God says, my hand is not short, I cannot touch you, or my ears are not deaf, but because your sin has come between me and you. So that means our sin blocks our blessings. But thank God, Jesus Christ came from heaven. He died on the cross of Calvary, and He broke the middle wall of partition. Now we have power in the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus. We can stand before God, before Holy God, and ask anything. The Word of God says, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. We have power. We have grace and authority. We believe Jesus Christ said, or the Word of God says in St. John chapter 1, verse 17, the law came by Moses, but the grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. All these Old Testament people did great, great, great things, but nobody was perfect. The law was not able to make them perfect. The law was killing and destroying. You remember last time I told you, Elijah said, oh God, I'm not good enough, kill me. Moses said, oh God, I cannot lead these people, kill me. John the Baptist says, oh Jesus, you came and you did not deliver me. All these Old Testament people were thinking about their flesh and their life. But when we are in Christ Jesus, we don't have our own life. Our life is hidden in Jesus Christ. And the life we are living, that life is the life of Jesus Christ. We have eternal life. On this earth, life is very short. But in Jesus Christ, we have eternal life. We should not be afraid of dying. Do you know what St. Paul says? Dying is better, absent from the body, present with the Lord. But he says, I'm impossible. But I have one thing I'm asking God. I want to live for you. So I can teach you, I can guide you, and can prepare you as a bride for the Christ to come. So that's the kind of mentality the believer should have. When the problem comes, then say, oh Lord, now I'm sick and afflicted. I don't want to live in this world. Take me home. That will be selfish thing. We want to stay in this world until Christ comes. What the Word of God says, occupy until Jesus Christ comes. So we should be busy. Busy in what? Busy in telling people the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Good news about Jesus. Good news about Father. Good news about heaven. And prepare people when they have a trouble. When you just say, hi, how are you, sir? And the person start telling their problem. Tell them Jesus is the answer. And pray for them. I guarantee you, people will be get healed, delivered, and set free. I have heard and many examples. People praying for the people in the supermarket, on the street, and people getting healed. I already told in some of the programs that the one man was blind and begging. And God told me to pray for him. Now just think, at that particular time, I would have said, Lord, if that man doesn't get healed, then what? But I obeyed the Lord and I prayed for that man, and God heal that blindness. Point I'm making, we can do great things in the name of Jesus. We are not using our name. Our name has no power. We have no wisdom, no grace, nothing. But in Christ, we have wisdom of God. We have the power of God. And we have everything in Christ Jesus. So we don't have to worry about anything. Just believe. Jesus Christ can do mighty things for us. We have to learn one thing. We have to believe. My education, my strength, my power, my wisdom, my wealth is nothing in the sight of God. Then people say, don't you need money? Yes, but money is not my God. There are people making God their money. So the money running away. What the Word of God is saying, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will be added unto you. We just learn about Elijah. What we learn? God told him, go to the brook and I will feed you there. And the raven came and gave him bread and the meat. Not one time, twice a day, morning and evening. And we learn, God sent him to widow's house and he was fed there until the famine is over. Then when he was running from Jezebel, tired and weary, he's lying down and God sends the angel. Angel said, Elijah, get up and eat. And the food was right there where he was sleeping. Happened twice and he ate that food. The word of God says, Psalm 127, he says, if God is not building the house, the builder building is in vain. The God is not watching the city, watchman's watching is in vain. He says, I give my children a sleep. Means they get sound asleep. Don't worry about food. Don't worry about shelter. And God provides their need. That doesn't mean we should be lazy and saying, God, your word says you give me in a sleep and you gave it to Elijah and so I'm not going to work. The word of God says if you don't work, you should not be eating. There are so many lazy people. The word of God says they put their hand in the plate and they have no strength to take it up there. They are so lazy. Otherwise, say, I cannot go out. Maybe lion is there and he'll kill me. And people are afraid. They don't want to get a job. They're depending on the government or depending on relatives or somebody. If you are born again child of God, God wants you to be useful vessel of God. Whatever the job you're doing, put God first and God will bless you. You have a need, He will supply the needs. What the word of God says, Philippians chapter 4 verse 19, my God will supply all your needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Who is saying that? Saint Paul. Even though he said, I had so many problems, but he learned to trust in God. God supplied his need. Otherwise, he won't be telling us, my God will supply your need. You go and pray for somebody, and if you have a problem, other people are going to say, hey, you have a problem. How can you pray for me? You say, my God is all-sufficient God. The Job was sick, afflicted. When God says, pray for your friend, he was not afraid. He was not asking questions. He obeyed God. And once he obeyed God, God healed him also. What I'm trying to say, are you sick? Are you afflicted? Are you running away from God? There are so many people starting the ministry and middle of the ministry running away or getting backslidden or giving up the hope in God because of finances and need. I can give you a couple of people's example. One man I met, and he said, you know what? The Pentecostal people, church doesn't give me any good salary. So I give up the Pentecostal work and I'm working for Presbyterian Mission. I said to him, sir, much is given, much is required. Are you telling these people about born again experience? Are you telling these people about the water baptism, immersion baptism? Are you telling these people they should be receiving Holy Spirit and living holy life? He said, no. I said, why not? He said, if I tell these people, they will kick me out from the job. This is a long story, but I'm cutting it short. I prayed with him and I said, sir, much is given and much is required. He had hundreds of churches under him. He was a European man. But I told him, God told me to tell you, start a church with the 25 people, a small group, but teach them the full gospel. Do not compromise. And I heard he resigned. He went to Ireland and started a church with the 25 people. What I'm trying to say, there are people called by God. He told me, God used me and 9 years I was working with the full gospel people. But they are not giving me good salary. That's why I gave up everything and took this kind of job. There are people going after money, but money is not the answer. Jesus is the answer. If Jesus Christ, if the God fed the Elijah from the bird, the raven, that bird steals food, but that bird fed Elijah. That same God is here. And the people who believe Jesus Christ, like Paul, they said, my God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Today the believers, they believe Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. They believe Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary. They believe that there is no other Savior and Jesus is the only Savior. And they are proud of Christianity, preaching the gospel, going around the world. They are doing great things. But at the same time, those are the people who do not believe in divine healing. Those are the people who do not believe that Jesus heals today. Those are the people who believe today there is no Holy Spirit and there is no need of speaking in tongues. There was a one man I met. He was a Pentecostal man. And he was working for the Pentecostal church. And he gave up that church and went to another church. So happened, I met him in Texas. At that time, I went to Texas and there was some kind of special gathering was there. And there was an upper room and one lady, and middle-aged, she was sitting there and praying. I went and tapped on her shoulder. I said, sister, I'm sorry interrupting your prayer. But I'm a man of God. I'm a child of God. I'm going to pray for you. And whatever you are asking, God will give it to you. She said, I'm seeking God to give me the Holy Spirit. And I prayed for her and she received the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. And I went to the other man's house. They had a guest and this man said, I gave up the Pentecostal thing because the speaking in tongues and Holy Spirit is nothing. But in short, I had the meeting in that house. And many people received the Holy Spirit. The pastor's wife received the Holy Spirit and start speaking in tongues. And then this man turned around and said, now I'm going to walk in the fullness of God. The point I'm making, there are people giving away the full gospel and going after the money. As I told you, I'm not following any denomination. I'm not following any man. I'm following Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is all sufficient. He died on the cross of Calvary. With his stripes, we are healed. We can receive our healing by faith. Time is almost gone. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray that you will give your heart to Jesus Christ. And if you're backslidden, you're running away from God, this is your chance. Just say, Lord, I'm sorry. I know you're all sufficient God. You can use me. And God will start using you mightily than before. Let's pray. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord, be my Savior. And say, Lord, if I'm backslidden, please forgive me, I'm coming home. Bless me and use me mightily for the glory of God. Forgive all our sins and wash us with your precious blood. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If all of you prayed that prayer and made a new decision or made a new commitment, God is going to use you. God is not the respecter of any person. He can use poor, rich, afflicted, or anyone, and he will use you mightily. No sickness, no disease, nothing will hinder you, and you will be sound, healthy man, because there is no glory. If you are a sick and afflicted and tell somebody, I'm going to pray for you, they are not going to believe. They are going to say, get healed first. Some of the people might have made fun of Job also. But take a courage and say, Jesus is a healer. And he heals today. I'm going to pray for you. What is your sickness? You might be having a secret disease. You may not want to tell anybody. And you don't want to go to doctor. Some people are afraid to go to doctor. And I tell you, we are living in advanced technology. There are so many inventions in the world and they're doing a medical technology. But they're not cheap, they're very expensive. Some people do not have money to go to doctor. But I guarantee you, Jesus is the greatest surgeon. He is the greatest doctor. He never lost the case. I'm going to pray for you. Touch your body and say, Lord Jesus, I am your child. I believe in you as my Savior. I give my life to you. Now you touch me, you heal me, you deliver me, you set me free. I'm going to tell somebody. I'm going to go and give my witness that I was sick, I was sinner. Now I'm saved, now I'm healed. And I want to go and tell somebody, Lord Jesus, help me to grow in the grace and the knowledge of God and make me your servant. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you prayed this prayer, God has already touched you. There are so many believers having high blood pressure, having diabetes, and having all kinds of sickness and disease. And I'm sorry to tell you, many major denominations calling the medical doctors and educating their people. Seems like good idea, but what the Bible says, the physical exercise is a little helpful, but the spiritual exercise is more helpful. If you are spiritually growing, sickness and disease will run away. I'm going to tell you, there is nothing impossible with God. Time is almost gone. May God richly bless you and use you more and more for His glory. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.